Blog Talk Radio.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
Tonight is the night. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody. I know we have been MIA, but that is okay. We are here tonight on Curzon 3D Radio in the Curvy Studio this Thursday night live, bringing it to your blood raw and sugar sharp, baby. That's how we do it here in the Curvy Studio. This is your host, Auntie, and I love what I do. Baby, I love what I do. But you know what? I cannot do it all by myself. I'm a bad chick now. Please don't ever get it twisted. I really am a bad chick. But I share this platform with two beautiful young ladies. But tonight we have a special guest. I'm going to talk about her in just a little bit. But I want to talk about these two beautiful ladies because this is a end of the year for us, even though we'll be back with you on next week for our New Year's show. But we wanted to say Merry Christmas, and we could not go out without telling you guys Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Joyous Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad, whatever you want to call it, because we celebrate. Long as it's Jesus, we gonna give him his due. But I wanted to make sure that I'm saying it to everybody that you having a blessed holiday. I hope so. But these two young ladies that I share this platform with, man, these some bad chicks. I'm telling you, when I'm in the room with them, I just know that, you know, first of all, they're cute. Both of them real cute, man. I ain't going to lie. They're cute. They both married now, so don't be trying to call Auntie and ask me how to get the hookup. I ain't trying to do all that because they married. They married folks. Even our guest is married, so don't even come with that foolishness. But when I tell you that these some bad sisters holding their own in their respected industry, they are doing the do. And we are talking tonight, women in business in 2017, you know, how, you know, you can be successful and have your best year ever in 2017. So we got some business-minded women here tonight that's going to pour into you, and they're going to share with you, and they're going to be talking with you. So I want you guys to stay tuned. But I'm going to have Miss Swan. Miss Swan, tell them who you are, where you hail from, where you stay, and then also tell them a little bit about your business and what you got going on. And I want you to tell them something grand that happened for you in 2016.
Oh, my God. Hey, everybody. Hey, you know, I'm just kidding. I got something to be excited about. I got a testimony.
I know
all
that's right,
y'all.
Right.
I just wanted to come here and tell you that this is Swan, as she said, and I'm so grateful just to even be here. I'm honored just to be a part of anything that Omega Auntie, better known as Auntie, has going on. So I'm just grateful to be a part of the radio show. And as she said, this is Swan, and they do call me the beautiful Swan because
yes.
I came from the city of Orlando. Well, all, I said it, well, all of the beautiful people are. So we are all beautiful. And my name is Swan, and I am the owner-operator of Swan Central Plus, where we have fashion that inspire you to love you, because if you're not loving you, who's loving you? So you got to step out with some confidence and love yourself. It's not about being arrogant. It's about being confident. There is a huge difference, all right? So right now with Swan Central Plus, you can find me on Facebook, Swan Central Plus. You can go to my website, www.swancentralplus.com, Swan, S-W-A-N, swancentralplus.com, because right now, and Instagram, because right now we are currently running a end-of-the-year sale where we have nothing over the on the website over $25. Yes, everything is $25 or less. So we still have a couple of dresses that we have a couple of jumpsuits, a couple of tops for $10, skirts for $10, and dresses and jumpsuits for $20, $25. Nothing over $25 because we want you to be inspired and to love who you are.
Oh, wait a minute now. So I need to go back on the website.
Yes,
I am. Yes. All right. All right. You know, I see love herself some clothing items now, so I ain't shy when it comes to the buy. So, all right, I'll go back on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And tonight, Ms. Mona Marock is not with us, but hopefully she will be joining us later. Be praying for her and her family, her and her mom and everything. But this is Auntie. They do call me the illustrious. The bad, the bold, the beautiful, Omega, Auntie, Mother Sia.
Yes.
And I puts it down real lovely here in Lakeland, Florida, y'all. Yes, I do. And, of course, you know I love what I do. I am the owner and operator of Enhance You Image and Success Coaching under the umbrella of Enhance You Enterprises, along with Tempted Tutu, Impact, My Pretty Auntie Closet, and also Forever Bell's Bridal Consultant and Coordinator. I am a Jackie of all trade, baby. I can. If you ask me to do it, I try to get it done. And if I can't do it, I'm going to find you somebody that can. That's my motto. Let's just make it happen. All the way around, I am a go-to kind of girl. Just call me a concierge because I'm going to make it happen for you. So, you know, I just always say Olivia ain't got nothing on me on Scandal. She ain't got nothing on me. I can make it happen when it needs to happen. So excited about everything that's going on. 3D Plus Modeling Company. We just had our Dynasty weekend at the top of the month. It was just an awesome weekend. Lakeland, Florida gave me my very own day, 3D Dynamo Diva Dynasty Day. Whoop, whoop. So let me tell you something. It's a beautiful thing when you can have your own holiday now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So December the 3rd is 3D Dynamo Diva Dynasty Day. So just a lot of great things that have been happening in 2016. I mean, I cannot even count the things that God has truly showed favor and blessed in many areas in my life, the connections, the reconnections, and just the stability of relationships. I thank God for that. And, you know, I just look for bigger and better things in 2017. I'm expecting great things. I'm just going to put it out there. Let me just put it in the atmosphere. I'm expecting great things.
Right.
So I just wanted to put that out there. I thank you guys for joining us all the way live here on Curzon 3D Radio. We do it really lovely. We have a great show planned for you tonight. But we have a guest in our studio tonight. This is her first time joining us here on Curzon 3D Radio. I am going to let her tell you who she is, where she hails from, and something that she has going on right now and something great that has happened for her in 2016. And this is Miss Kia Urso.
Hey, girl,
I'm going to be reading her bio in just a minute. Say it again.
I said I'm going to have to come back and talk about my testimony because I sure forgot. But go ahead, Miss Kia.
Okay. All right. So I want Miss Kia to come on and talk to us, tell her who she is, where she hails from, and what she's got going on in her business right now. And then I want her to talk about something that has happened fantastic in her life in 2016.
Well, hello, hello, everyone. I am so excited tonight to be here with each and every one of you. Thank you so much, Auntie, for allowing me to have the opportunity to be a special guest on this awesome show. I am just sitting back enjoying it so far already. Again, as you all have heard, my name is Kia Urso. I am originally from Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County, and I'm currently a resident of the lovely, warm Tampa, Florida. I am also, thank you, Jesus, a business owner as well, and my husband and I actually run a construction company where we rehabilitate homes, do a little bit of property management, which is what brought us to the Tampa, Florida area, and I'm also a motivational speaker, and my motivational speaking business is called Kia Urso Speaker of Life, and I came up with that motto because I feel like, and my passion is, anytime I see anyone, my passion, my desire, my goal is to speak life into you.
That's it.
So I am very, very excited. As far as 2016, one thing I want to tell everyone and the audience, never sell yourself as a discount. Take yourself off the sales rack, off the buy one, get one free. Know your worth. Know your value. And that is one thing that I learned in the within this year. You know, so often, especially being a business owner, we face challenges. You know, we face those moments of wanting to give up. And Auntie, so awesome, so thankful for the connection that God has placed in my life. But God gave me a vision a while ago about hosting a pageant, because being a business owner, as many of you already know here, it can be hard sometimes, especially when you don't have all the proper information, or we look at what's going on right now instead of knowing, okay, it's going to work out, but we look at what's going on right now and we become discouraged. And I picked up this pageant and, you know, I went through the motions. Okay, I'm going to get it together. But let me tell you ladies something. I went on a fast December 1st through the 10th. And the Lord said, if I gave it to you, what you waiting on? You do the possible, and I'm going to do the impossible. So I am excited that we have this pageant. It's entitled Women in Business Pageant. So it's for all women entrepreneurs. It's a friendly competition with other like-minded women. True enough, it's a competition, but the goal is for us to network. It's for our businesses to, you know, have a lot more exposure. It's to reduce the lack as far as sometimes we have strongholds or our confidence is low due to fear. So part of this pageant is for us to reduce those things and to gain confidence and build new relationships and just be able to have that confidence. If you need to go and build your business plan and step in front of somebody, I want this pageant to be that confidence, that motivator. Okay, you know what? I had to do this in this competition, but it taught me I can stand before anybody and talk about my business in 30 seconds or less.
I know that.
So if anyone is interested or would love to be a part of this awesome opportunity, the website is up and running. It's womeninbusinesspageant.com, and it is going to be awesome. And that is one of the awesome opportunities and things that God has truly given me. And at the end of the year, so sometimes it's 12 months in a year, but I have given birth to what it is God has placed in me, what, 20 days before the end of the year. So don't give up, ladies. Don't give up. Keep it moving. And
that's a message in itself, and we got a whole show planned for y'all, so I wasn't even meaning for Kia to give y'all that much, but y'all can already tell that when Hot Topics roll around, she going to be hot. So I am excited about what she's doing, and that's a message in itself that, you know, hey, just because it's the 22nd of December, if God give you a vision, if he give you something, you run with it. You don't have to wait until 2017 to start it. That's what I'm talking about. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, that, you know, stop sleeping. Wake up. Let's get it every day, all day. So y'all know how I do it, but go ahead on, Swan, and tell us what your testimony is for 2016.
Girl, my testimony is that I am on the phone with you right now, talking and breathing and grateful, because the enemy tried to take me out, but God said, not so, not so.
I know, that's right. We will not die before our time. We will not do it.
It won't happen. He said, you still got too much to do. Came in, tried to take me out, but God said, not so. So I just want to put that out there and just say that I'm still here, I'm still breathing, I'm still able to raise my hand, had a good time with Jesus this morning in my prayer, and I just thank him and I love him. So anybody, if y'all give me that minute to just say, Lord, I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And that testimony is that he kept me. He kept me. And I'm going to leave it like that. So thank you. Go on with your show, baby. Go on.
I love it. Let me tell you something, Kia. Now we go all the way live here on Curves and 3D Radio. We are transparent. We don't play. We just do the do. So I mean, I just want you to know, you know, we are a show that, you know, first of all, we love the Lord. That's number one. And we ain't finna play with that at all. You know, but so we don't mind sharing what God has done for us. And, you know, to some people that could be a little bit offensive. I don't know. But I know where my grace and my mercy come from, so I have to keep, you know, making sure that we put it out there like that. So just bear with us and join in. That's why
y'all go ahead.
I am going to introduce you when we get to the Hot Topic segment, but I definitely wanted to make sure that you're in because I want you to join in. And then I also have the great, great, fabulous Miss Aretha, all the way from Wichita, Kansas. She is on the line on the show tonight with us. So I'm going to bring her in, let her tell you some of the fabulous things that she got going in. And, you know, she's no stranger to Curves and 3D Radio. She is family. She is a host. She does her thing lovely every time she come on. So, Miss Aretha, tell them who you are, where you hail from, sweetheart. Tell them what you got going on and what's exciting, something great that has happened for you in 2016.
I am beauty. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I am Aretha Cowden, also known as Plus Size Sexy Diva, also known as Sister Big Bones. That is right. I am in Wichita, Kansas. I am enjoying myself. I love Curves in 3D. I love my beautiful mentor, Omega. I am bowing down and rubbing oil on your feet so that you can be neat. Yes, yes, yes. And Swan, you're so beautiful. And Miss K, I'm so glad to know you. I'm hugging you from Kansas. I am just so excited about what's going on in my life because, you know, I got my catering business, Sister Big Bones Catering. Now I also have my cooking show launching on American Food Network January the 15th in the kitchen with Sister Big Bones. I am just so excited. This is December, and things feel, I just feel like I'm already in January, like I'm already in a new year. I am just so grateful for what God is doing for me. I cannot say it all. I don't like to speak about everything that happens to me because I take up too much time. So what I want to do is go ahead and pass the ball back to my beautiful mentor so that she can fill in the listening audience on what is happening, what is transforming in my life.
And it is awesome. It is awesome, y'all. I'm telling you, we had our talk today, and I'm telling you, man, I am just so high right now and so jacked about what is going on and what we're getting ready to go into. This is our season. This is our season. I'm going to give you some stats about it, but this is the year of the woman. So we're going to be talking about that in Hot Topics. I am going to bring on Miss Swan. We got a fabulous show, but before I bring on Swan, I'm going to just throw you a curve really fast because I don't know if anybody has had the opportunity to, and Throw Me a Curve is our In the News segment, and we kind of always like to keep you up to date and current on, you know, what's going on in the world around us. It was this one clip that has been went viral about this lady out in Kentucky, I believe, in a JCPenney's that has sparked so much controversy. She stated that, you know, there was a lady that was in line ahead of her, and her friend or whatever relationship the lady is, because they really don't know, came up and added some stuff to her tallying. The cashier was totaling her out, cashing her out, and she added some items to her friend's bucket, and this lady went ballistic about it. Has anybody saw that?
I haven't seen
other
it.
Than me.
I
wow.
Haven't.
And Kia, you haven't seen it either? Well, let me
tell
you.
No, I haven't.
I'm going to go ahead and just share it with you because what happened was the young lady jumped in line or whatever with her friend, added her stuff, so she got really upset about it, and she started telling them to go back to where they came from because they were Hispanic ladies. So she asked them to go back to where they came from, and they must be on welfare, and all of their items we probably paid for because they're probably on welfare. I mean, told them to speak English. They're in America. If you're in America, speak English. But, you know, all of it is being coming back to the Trump. You know, they're going to always throw his name in there, and people are starting to say and do things, and, you know, it's a Trump America. And that was the one incident. Then the other incident about the police officer that got fired for saying that Trump's wife speaks six languages and how, you know, refined she is, and she speaks six different languages, and Michelle Obama speaks ghetto. So it's just like,
wait.
And he posted that on Facebook. That was a Facebook post.
Wait.
Go ahead. Say it again.
I haven't heard none of this, but go ahead.
Yeah, but the one police officer next suspended him. Not suspended, they fired him because he wrote that Trump wife was, she speaks all these different languages and everything, and Michelle Obama speaks ghetto. So I'm like, does he not know that she has two Ivy League degrees? Do he not know this?
No.
Do he not know that President, the incoming, soon to be president elect, wife has posed nude and was a nude model? Does he not know that? But it's, everybody is just touting this to be a Trump America. But I think that people have been saying things and have said things and posted things on Facebook, I don't think it's because of Trump being president. I just think that people are, you know, eye-spying it a little bit different. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I don't think it's Trump. I mean, I haven't seen the actual one, but everybody going to blame everything on Trump, as you said, anyway, a lot of stuff that's going on. Now, don't get me wrong, a lot of stuff going on that, you know, may have something to do with that as well, but I don't know if that really has anything to do with it or not with the first lady that you're talking about, but I do know it's a whole lot of stuff going on, though. I know that part.
Yeah, it is a lot going on. And I'm just thinking about where do women stand because, you know, even with the election, it's being said that Hillary won, the voting. It's a lot going on politically. So, you know, I really want to get touch bases back in 2017 after the new year and really touch on everything that's going on because y'all know Auntie in politics. So I can deal with talk about this politics. But just where do women stand in this new America with the new president? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I personally think that women is now the opportunity to really take a stand and not allow who's in the seat to cause a distraction. Because I also, right after the elections, I saw a lot of posts on Facebook as well as my Instagram, you know, on how now that Trump is in the office that no more opportunities or pretty much like whatever it is that you had a desire to do is null and void, and I don't believe that. I don't believe that because Trump is man. God sits on the throne. So whatever our visions are, whatever it is that we desire to do, we still need to do it.
All right, Aretha?
Yes, I feel like, you know, this is an opportunity for us to keep digging and be the forefront. I mean, as women, this is when we need to plow on through because this is a test. This is, you know, we might be in the valley. We can build steps. And once you build steps, we all can be comfortable. But somebody has to be down below to get us there to you know, for us to stand upon and to help get the others over. So as women, we just need to stand firm and get our businesses together. We need to start being so backstabbing one another and start coming together, put our minds together, and see how we can bring our nation together because we bring forth birth. So women should always be bringing life into something, into some type of opportunity.
Okay. That's it. So I just want y'all to, you know, I put it out there because we have to deal with these issues. You know, we can always, it's so easy for us to talk about the good things that's going on and the happy things that's going on. But sometimes when we're faced with challenges or we're faced with negativity or we're faced with hate, more than anything, you know, we don't like to face it. We don't like to deal with it. So I definitely wanted to put it out there. If you guys get a chance, just type in Kentucky, the hateful words, or JCPenney's in Kentucky. It would definitely come up. I actually had posted it on my page. I actually post a full video, so if you go to my page, you will be able to see it because it is on there. And I actually got male and females to comment on it. You know, one lady said she should have been escorted out of JCPenney's, ignorant at its best. She is a disgrace to the society. Shaking my head. Cedric, a guy said, Trump, they think they can say anything now. That's, you know, that's a lot of people's thing. Janice said, that is just so sad. Not only is she stupid, but ignorant as well. That lady wasn't even bothering her. Janet, really, JCPenney's, really? Damn, I'm glad she didn't have a gun and nobody said not one thing. JCPenney's don't care either, shaking my head. Trump, much. Again, another person saying it was Trump. Then another lady, Kathleen, says she's been banned from the mall entirely, and several people said something to her about being out of line. It's been on the news up in Kentucky. Geez, these videos are snippet people, not the whole thing. And the other woman cut in line to check out with her friend, which is why it started. Not saying that validates the hissy fit, just telling you what happened. Another lady, Amanda, said this lady is so out of line with the way she's talking. I can't believe no one in line spoke up. Shame on them. Even if the lady skipped in line to be with her friend, there's no excuse for her behavior. Listen to the anger and the sarcasm in her voice. This is very sad. I responded with, the snippets are enough to be offensive. I have seen several versions. All is appalling. No excuse. Hate is hate. And Ms. Kathleen did respond. I'm saying snippets does not show the other people in line telling her to knock it off. But, you know, sometimes people can try to validate what others are doing. And this was, like, just horrendous. I mean, if you guys look at the video, you will really understand what I'm talking about. And then the last lady, Denise, said this is truly disturbing because she thought it was okay to speak in that manner. No one in the line tried to calm her. It appears another was in agreement with her behavior. You know, go back to where you came from. You know, you're not anything. You're a nobody. You're probably on welfare. All of my tax money probably paid for what you paid for. Speak English. It was just appalling. Hate is hate. So if you guys get a chance to go on and listen to it, because if you're put in that situation, I would truly pray to God that I would handle it the way those ladies did. I ain't there yet, y'all. Pray for Auntie. Pray for me, because I may not be there yet. But they just kept calm. They kept checking out. They really didn't say anything. It was embarrassing. But JCPenney's, I did find a thing that they're looking to identify who the ladies are, because they wanted to reimburse them fully for their items and pay for it, because they feel like the ladies should not have had to be subjected to that in their store. So I thought JCPenney's took the high road on that part. So, but just everything, a lot of people are saying things. Even my students have got into confrontations and, you know, are saying things, the whites against the blacks. I mean, it is just really, really prevalent. So I just want us to keep our eyes and ears open, but definitely more than anything, keep our hearts open, because, you know, we don't have to tolerate ignorance, but we don't have to buy into it either. So that's Auntie with Throw Me a Curve. And Throw Me a Curve and Food for Thoughts, because I gave you something to think about. And we're going to have Swan with See It in 3D. And right after See It in 3D, we'll do a quick song and we'll go right into Hot Topics.
All right, guys. Well, I just want to come to you with the Christmas makeup ideas that I want you guys to just be aware of for this particular season and every season when we talk about Christmas. So, but it's the holiday glam, and I'm going to make sure that you are looking good. And what I'm doing right now while I'm sitting here, even on the phone, I am baking, baking, because I'm going to put up a holiday.
Wow.
I am. And if anybody is following me right now, you see that I have, and I'll go ahead and put it out, and have kind of, you know, picked up a little bit on my makeup skills, because I've started doing different things. And thanks to Miss Gina, shout out to Miss Gina, for putting me in a group. That group is no longer out right now, but still go on and YouTube, and I encourage anybody who wants to know more about makeup, because I don't know it all, and I'm still learning myself. But one thing about it, as Auntie always told us with modeling, it's like you need another check for it, even trying to find out the best makeup. So, anyway. But I just wanted to talk about some things that you may want to do for your holiday look, you know, if you're going to different parties or even if you're hosting. So now we already know your makeup is just as important as the outfits, your gifts, and the Christmas dinner on the big day itself. So we want to make sure that you get your makeup right the first time. So some of the looks that I'm talking about, the first one is going to be gold glitter eyes. And I know Auntie was like, I ain't wearing no glitter, but oh my God, it's right. If you get the right glitter, and I'm currently looking around for different glitters, but they do have some different glitters that are out there that work well. But I want to say this with glitter. Glitter can get everywhere, but you want to make sure that you prime it, or you can also get a glue to put underneath that glitter so that it does not get everywhere or all over your clothes. But a glitter look on the eye is a must for the holiday season. You got to throw a little bit on. For me, auntie, you got to do it.
Girl, now you know auntie is not putting on no glitter. I don't even know why you're having this conversation. Kids and Aretha, now y'all will probably go there. Auntie, I'm 46. I'm not going now.
Mm-mm. Make sure that you put something, a tissue or something underneath it so it doesn't get all over your clothes. So the glitter, auntie, the glitter, okay?
I've been seeing all them lips, people with them glitter on their lips. I said, that got to hurt. I don't like pain.
You know, I haven't gotten that far. So, but a dramatic smoky eye. And I know we can all do this smoky eye, but I'm going to tell you what, if you can't do it, YouTube it. Now, if I can build my website from YouTube, I know y'all can go on there and do a smoky eye on YouTube. So, go to YouTube and look up some of those. But for this holiday season, try your smoky eye. I'm telling you, see it. I'm sure you see it a lot of times. And you,
and I like the smoky. I can do that.
And you're like, oh, this smoky eye is so pretty. But it's very festive. It's among the festive season. So you can definitely do the smoky eye, and it really complements an outfit. So you want to make sure that you're doing that smoky eye, and it looks so pretty. But just, again, go on YouTube, because I don't have the time to go into it to talk about how to do it. But it's so many, it's some nice, Urban Decay is a palette that I have, one of the palettes, or you can get the shadows. And to be honest, Wet n Wild is, they have a black in their makeup line that's very nice. So that's a cheaper brand, but it's out there. It's just, it's nice. So you got all different kinds of makeup out there that you can do to achieve that look. But the smoky eye is a definite. Or you can go with a green. Now, I personally love a green shadow. I love a purple shadow. I haven't done a yellow shadow myself, but I've seen it on some people, and I love yellow, too. That's just my personal. But for the holiday, try a green. I'm telling you, you will be impressed.
I wore green the other day. I like green.
Yes. He is so pretty, especially with dark eyes. It complements it so nice. So that is one that you can definitely put on this holiday season. Your green, and, you know, get a little smoky in there, but definitely put your green. So the green and the gold is very nice. Dark gold eyes, and you got to have that lip. Now, you know it's the fall, so we want dark lips. So you can either go red, or you can go to dark red, like the blood red, they call it, but a plum, you know, a dark plum is very nice also. And what a lot of people have gotten into is the cut crease, so you can do a cut crease. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I don't have time to explain, you can definitely pull it up on YouTube and do the cut crease. And I suggest, if you, and this is what I do, you know, just sit there and just learn. You know, do it when you have the time to practice with it, not when you're going out. Because trust me, I've been fighting. When I say fighting with this wing, trying to put the wing, that's a whole nother class. I'm going to have to talk about it. I'm probably have to do that on a YouTube myself or something with the wing. So you definitely want to make sure you do that. And then you also have the brown smoky eye with the glitter liner out there, and the gold eyes with a new lip. That's fine, too. You can do the gold eyes with the new lip. That's something that's trending for this holiday season. And then, because I can go on and on, the last one is going to be the black glittery smoky eye. Gorgeous, gorgeous. When I tell you, these things are gorgeous. So I'm going to try some of them. And the ones that I have, when I get a minute, I'll go ahead and post it. So just wanted to talk about some of the ideas that you can do for your holiday season. And again, you, to achieve a lot of those looks, you can go on YouTube and just type it in, and I promise they'll never stop coming. So thank you for seeing it in 3D. Get your holiday festival.
I'm definitely going. I've been, our girl Gina been talking about that cut crease, so I definitely want to play with that.
Yeah.
Me and the wing just don't get along at all. I don't know what I'd be doing with that. That'd be looking like a crazy spirit cat or something. I don't know what he's going on with that, but I can't do. But I definitely want to check out that cut crease. I want to master that because I like that, and I like the way it looks. And I think it will bring my eyes down a little bit because, you know, I got those big expressive eyes. So definitely want to try that.
You know what?
So thank you. And let me ask you this. Does with this eyeshadow and all of this, the glitter and everything, do you need special brushes?
No. Actually, let me say it like this. There's and this is another thing, guys. Go on Amazon. You got tons of brushes out there, the Morphe brushes. Especially during holidays, Morphe just had an excellent sale. If you are not a part of Haute Look, HAUTELOOK, Haute Look, they have sales like almost every day on different makeups. They actually have some Tarte, and I'm telling you, I'm just getting all of it, but they have Tarte products right now that are, and this stuff is almost like 50%, 80% off. So a lot of time when they run a sale, they run a really good sale. And don't forget Ulta. Ulta has just got the Renaissance palette, and I know I might be talking over people's head if they don't really know about it, but Urban Decay, you know, just really Anastasia Beverly Hills, just really nice makeup out there. But don't just focus on those. Know that e.l.f. Has good things. That LA Girl Concealer, that's very hot on YouTube. You hear them talk about that a lot. And the baking, you heard me say I'm sitting here baking, and I am. So I'm going to get rid of not this dust off my face. But so it's a lot of that different stuff is right there on YouTube.
Okay. All right. We're definitely going to try that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping us beautiful, especially to, I know Rita been trying a lot of makeup and a lot of new looks and everything, and Kia, we got to get her into making sure she trying some of this stuff, and Auntie really have been trying it. My thing right now is just getting that super smooth foundational appearance and these eyebrows. I definitely need the eyebrow class, but I'm going to work on that too, but thank you.
Let me ask me about the brushes. I'm sorry. So there are different brushes out there. MAC has good brushes. They're on the high end. So whenever they have like holiday season, that's normally when people start to, you know, get their brushes. But MAC has good brushes. Sigma has good brushes. Morphe has good brushes. Morphe, like I said, they're going to be a little cheaper than the MACs and all of them, but they're comparable. And then on one of those, what the one Miss Gina told us about that group, they were talking and raving about Do Color. It's D, I think it's D-O-C-O-L-O-R brushes. And you can get those in a set. And I actually purchased those, and I like them. So, like I said, if you start getting into it, just kind of, you know, test it before you, you know, or ask people or go on YouTube and see the reviews on different things before you get broke, like I almost did, so. Yes, a lot of, and it does. The brushes, your sponge, you know, even down to wetting the sponge, you know, getting it a little damp. So it's just different tricks out there that even I've been learning about. So definitely get in there. If you have any questions anytime, please let me know. I don't mind.
All right, y'all heard it now. The beauty expert herself just said, if you have any questions about makeup, just inbox her at Swan Central or Swan Central Plus. Go on Swan or Regina McLean, Williams McLean. She is on there. Inbox her, inbox her, inbox her. This is our beauty segment called See It in 3D because we definitely want you to see your beauty in 3D always. But we are at our show time where we're going to get into hot topics so we can get you guys off of here. We have had an awesome night here thus far here on Curzon 3D Radio. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with you.
Are you stylish, sassy, sexy, sophisticated, and statuesque? If you answered yes, Impact, My Pretty Auntie Closet is the place for you to shop. From large to 3X, all fashions were selected with you in mind. Check out Impact on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet. Make an impact with My Pretty Auntie Closet in your closet. Shop today on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet.
www.mypretty.com for the sassy, sultry, sexy, sophisticated, statuesque woman. Please shop today, www.mypretty.com. Greetings and good evening. This segment is brought to you by Impact. My Pretty Auntie Closet is Hot Topics with Auntie. And tonight on Hot Topics, we have the super bad, super bold Miss Kia Urso. She is the owner and operator of Urso Industries, and she is a life speaker. Her business is Kia Urso, Speaker of Life. So we have her in our Curvy Studios tonight. Miss Kia was born and raised in Florida, Jacksonville, Florida. She is the owner of K&J Construction Company. Kia is also the CEO of Kia Urso, Speaker of Life, where she is a motivational speaker. She is a graduate of Phoenix University, where she received a bachelor's degree in accounting. Kia Urso is a mother of three sons and a wife. In her spare time, she enjoys reading, community involvement, and encouraging others to always love who they are, no matter what. Kia is taking strides in making her imagination become a reality. Her motivational speeches have grown over the years and have blessed so many people. Some of her topics are The Bag Lady, What Elevator Floor Are You On?, Removing the Mask, Never a Discount, and so many more. She also is a corporate trainer and has provided training on leadership, effective communication, and customer service. She is a self-starter and a leader through her volunteer experiences. Her passion is to help others see their value, to see the value that they possess within themselves and to always strive to become more. She's a member of several female auxiliary organizations. She's very active in her church ministry, and she is a fluent in American Sign Language, and she donates her time to assist the deaf community. Ms. Urso is also the brand new director of Women in Business Pageant. So we have to you before you tonight, Ms. Kia Urso, doing fabulous things. I am so excited to have you with us here tonight. We're talking women in business. And we want to tell these women how they can have their best year ever in 2017. So let's talk about it, Ms. Kia. You know, being in the business industry, working in the construction industry, you're doing now you're getting ready to embark upon this journey as a director and an owner of a pageant. Let me ask you this. How do you do it all?
Focus. It truly takes focus. It truly takes determination. You have to be determined. You have to be focused, and you have to have a plan.
Yes.
It's a lot, but when it's a difference, and I often tell people, it's a difference when you're doing a job and when you're doing your passion. If you're just taking upon a job for a paycheck, you're not going to take care of it. You're not going to look forward to waking up every morning, you know, to go and do whatever that task may be. But if it's your passion, it doesn't matter how long you stay up at night. It doesn't matter, you know, how just you have that energy is what I'm looking for. You always have that energy when you're doing what it is that's your passion.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that I've been studying. Anybody that knows I go in and I do my research on businesses. I did my research on women, and the number of women in business have climbed considerably. So let me just do a couple of stats here. The rise of female entrepreneurs since 1997, 59% women-owned businesses increased. Women-owned business increased by 59% compared to 41% in the U.S. in general. So that is a huge increase from the 41 to 59. 29%, women-owned business account for 29% of all enterprises, and then 7.8 million. Women-owned businesses now employ nearly 7.8 million people. So I'm not just talking about, you know, it's from the skinny to the fat. When I'm talking about women that own business, I'm talking about small at home based businesses and those businesses that can employ, you know, 200 or 300 people. Now, how do you take a small home-based business to a business that employ people? Now, I would truly be interested in, you know, finding out more about that, because, I mean, I really would like to, really, I do have an assistant, but it's more like an intern opposed to assistant, but I really need somebody that I can pay so I can really get some things done, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. You're asking me that question, Auntie?
Yes.
Okay, and I have an answer for you. And especially with our the construction company, and it started out to where it was just my husband going out working, and of course when you're in your home, you have the purpose of being in your home is to keep the overhead down so you don't have all of these extra expenses. But one thing I've learned being in business, utilize your resources. Find out what's available for whatever your particular business may be, which contributes to how you grow your business. Learn your competitors. And these are just personal things that I've done within my business. True enough, my construction company is still on the small level, but over the past year, we went from 2 employees to where we average between 20 to 30 employees.
Wow.
But it's utilizing our resources. I get online. I'll get on. One thing I've learned is getting on your local city's website. I also recently discovered you can become a vendor through your local city. So whatever your business may be, you can be a vendor. There are so many companies that are required to use small businesses. They are required to. And I wasn't aware of that until about 6 months ago. So when I found that out, I'm like, okay, I wasn't aware of that. But companies are required to use small businesses, even for my motivational speaking and training. The lady at the Chamber of Commerce, she said, Ms. Urso, you can be speaking for the city, for the county, for the state of Florida. Just become a vendor. And let me tell you guys something, it's free.
Wow.
It's free to do that. So that is how we can gain more employees. Utilize your resources, do your homework, learn your market, and get to know who your competitors are. Not that you're trying to be like them, but what can you do to be better? If they're offering $50 off, you offer $45 off.
Come on.
So the importance, you know, in gaining is just my personal experience on how we were able to grow the amount of employees. I just get out here and network, created a pretty much a general letter because we're in the construction with property management. Let me tell you ladies something. I went to Dunkin' Donuts, bought about 20 dozens of donuts and just got in my car, and I stopped by each and every property management company and gave them some donuts and a business card.
Yes.
So they may not use you today, but you never know who's going to eventually pick up that phone and call because you planted a seed.
Right.
So you never know how those seeds are going to grow once you plant them.
Now, I'm going to use that towards Aretha. Miss Aretha is in catering. She Sister Big Bone Catering Service. Now, Aretha, that may work for you. You know, I'm not saying even use a donut, but let's say you bake some cookies or bake something and you take it around to different companies and leave your business card, and they can hire you for catering. I can see how that can work for you.
I agree. And the Chamber of Commerce, how you went there and we're able to, you know, get your foot in the door, that's all it takes is getting your foot in the door. So thank you so much for enlightening me, because now that's what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much. Because my business is small, but like you said, if you get in the door with the city, the county, you know, people like to eat. There's business, there's offices having meetings all the time, and if they have to utilize my a small business, why come they can't utilize Sister Big Bones Catering?
Exactly. Exactly. That is so true. You go out there and you plant that seed. Like Auntie said, you take cookies somewhere. You know, net is all about networking. Sometimes we be tired and we don't want to get out or go, you know, to different events that may be happening locally, but you never know what business you may be able to obtain. Even if it's one person, your trip was worth it.
Oh, yes.
So we have to be creative, you know, in our businesses today. Think outside of the box. What everybody else is not doing is what we should be doing.
That's right.
To build your business. Your business is your income. That's how we put grocery in our house. That's how we pay, you know, our car notes. So we have to be and take our business seriously. Because nobody else is going to treat our business the way that we do.
That's right.
That's it.
And another thing, I think once you can, if you can get through the receptionist and the secretary, I think you'll be in. Because they are the heart of that business if you don't realize it. Because you can call and they can say, no, Mr. Smith is not available, knowing that he's sitting right there in his office. But if we can make nice with the receptionist, you know, and the secretary, the office manager, we can get things happening.
That's it. Those are the gatekeepers, and that's their job, is to shut anyone out that is, you know, trying to get in. So that's their job. But I like that idea, Kia, and, you know, and my goal, one of my goals for 2017 is to grow my business to host employees. And even with considering opening my own boutique here in the Lakeland area, the goal is to hire employees because I do have a lot going on under my umbrella. I have right now 4 different businesses, and I can't be in 12 places at one time, and I need the help. So I'm going to figure that out. I was, like I text you today, I was thinking about getting an intern, a real intern that's interested in business and fashion, and start that way and, you know, venture out to where I can. In order to pay money out, you have to be making money. That's number one, guys.
Exactly.
You can't give what you don't have. So, you know, exactly. And I think working and to, you know, even to get back to where I was having my house cleaned twice a month, you know, having my cleaning lady come in, I love that. I love making the kind of money that allows me to do that because that's something I don't want to do, you know. So, but in order to have those employees, because that's the new thing right now is women businesses employing people, you know, having an employment-based business, and that's what I want to be able to do. But let's talk about what can a woman do to take her business to the next level. You mentioned, you know, going out, giving the donuts, giving the cards, and that's for a service business like yourself and like what Sister Big Bone is doing. But like Swan and I, we sell clothes. So going and giving donuts and cards to somebody to, I mean, I think it still can work if we wanted them to, if I went into I don't know how disingenuous that would be, like going into a Lane Bryant or, you know, an Avenue or something like that and handing out our cards. But for somebody in an industry like myself that does the clothing or the designs, you know, it's a little bit difficult. So how can people take their business to the next level in 2017 to make them great?
I would say, and just to piggyback as well right quick on the clothing industry, just from my experience, wear your clothing. Never walk out, which, Auntie, you don't have that problem, but never walk out the door looking any kind of way. Whatever you sell in your store, you walk out the door with that those same clothes on, because especially...
Well, I definitely do that.
Especially us as women, we're visual. So if we see, for myself, I see someone with a bad dress on, I'm going to automatically envision if it was me with that dress on, and I'm going to want that dress, you know. So most definitely anyone in the clothing industry, always wear your clothes. And one thing, especially with the way times are changing, technology is changing, social media has become one of the main sources of advertisement, you know, and getting our businesses out there. And I recently did a marketing class, and I explained to those ladies, you have to post like crazy to where when people see your post, they already know who, will feel like they know who you are, and they don't know you because you're posting a million times a day. There are different apps that you can use that will post for you at whatever time frame that you want them to post for you.
I need to find that app.
That's
it's
called
Hootsuite.
It's called Hootsuite. Yeah, Hootsuite.
Yeah.
I'll send you a link to it, Swam. It definitely worked because it it will post on several of your Facebook pages, your Instagram, your Twitter, all at one time. So once you type it in and you put it in there, you set it for the time that it'll post, and it'll post to all of your pages.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm utilizing it. Okay.
Yes, that definitely works, and it you can connect it to your Twitter. You can also connect it to your Instagram. I also learned today of another one. I don't know if you ladies are familiar with it. It's Taboola. I believe it's called Taboola. It's another way of marketing. I briefly looked at it today, and it looks like it's becoming very, very popular.
Instagram, when you post on Instagram, whatever you post on Instagram can go to your, I have mine where it's set up to my Twitter. I have it set up to my Facebook. And today alone, when I posted something on Instagram, it went from Instagram to, it went to my Instagram, to my Twitter, and to my Facebook. And when I tell you that it works because I got like 4 new Twitter followers today. So it definitely works.
Wow.
But I mean, you just put it on, you just want, whenever you do it on Instagram, you connect your accounts. I'm connected to, from my Instagram, I'm connected to Facebook, Twitter, Swarm, Tumblr, and Flickr. And when I click on that, I just hit all 5 of them, boom, 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 and it posts that one Instagram posting to all 5 of those.
Okay.
Wow.
So if you go onto your Instagram and then you type in your share and under your share, and I got Facebook, Tumblr, Flickr, Twitter, and Swarm, and it will post it to all 5 of those at one time, that one Twitter post, and literally today I got 4. Now, only one I wish they would go ahead and connect is LinkedIn, because I don't find myself going to LinkedIn, and as a businesswoman, we really need to be extremely active on LinkedIn.
Yes.
LinkedIn is really fast. It's growing very fast, and we're not utilizing that because that is where the business people are. A lot of the business, or, you know, getting hired and getting found, you're getting found on LinkedIn.
Yep.
So we definitely need to be using that one. Social media is a big thing. I want to talk about, too, standing out. How do you, with so many women in business, a lot of motivational speakers, caterers, a lot of people are doing the little candied apples, you know, that kind of like sweet business or whatever. A lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are in the network marketing businesses. They're doing all of that. How do you stand out?
You know what?
Anybody.
For me, I would say personality. You have to be outgoing and you have to be bold. You can't be fearful, especially being in business. You have to you know, have a desire and a natural passion to where you're going to talk. You're going to open up your mouth because a closed mouth will not get fed. So, in my opinion, standing out, being bold, getting rid of that fear.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. And I also want to add to that a caveat about your branding, how you're branding yourself. If you need to update your branding, update it. You know, a lot of us don't want to spend. We spend that $89 on that first logo, and we won't update the logo for 20 years.
Right.
but you just have to keep reinventing the wheel. Keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it current. So every couple of years, you may, you know, like I've been thinking about what am I doing with 3D, because I've been on 3D on that logo for like 3 years now, and it's like I'm bored with it and I want to change. So I want to make sure that I'm, you know, updating my brand and keeping my brand fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my business, a lot of us have gotten away from business cards. Guys, go back to using your business cards. Some, especially in our generation, when you're over that 40 range, you know, because a lot of people aren't on social media. They don't
mm-hmm.
deal with social media. I mean, we're very
mm-hmm.
versed. I know all of us are very versed. Every last one of us on this call tonight is very versed with social media, but a lot of people are not, especially those that are of influence and that can invest in your businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my parents are not big social media user. My dad don't use it at all, and my mom, you know, she just get on there and, you know, she try to do her thing. But, you know, but those are people that I would consider that would invest in my business. So another thing I want to talk about is, you know, you talked about being assertive. You talked about being, you know, making sure you're bold, but can that also be overkill?
I think it can be. It's just utilizing wisdom and knowing it's a time and a place to act a certain way. Of course, you need to be bold when you're trying to, just hypothetically speaking, obtain a loan, or you may have a new client that you're in front of. It's important to be bold during those times. Now, if someone is paying you and you already have an agreement, you know, I'm just trying to give different scenarios. You don't want to be bold when someone has, let's say they signed a contract with you for your services. And if it's one little thing that you may not like, you are overly bold because of that one little thing. So because of that one little thing, you have totally lost the entire contract, and it wasn't worth it at the end. So it's just knowing when to act how a businesswoman supposed to act. It's just using that wisdom, using your knowledge. It's okay to be quiet and humble sometimes, and there are times where it's important for you to speak out. But it's just mainly understanding when to be bold, when to be assertive, when to open your mouth, and when to close your mouth.
Okay, so just do us right, you know. That's what it sounds like to me. You know your place, know your lane, know what lane
mm-hmm.
you're in. Another problem, and, you know, Auntie Transparent, and I'm talking about me. I'm not letting this touch anybody else, but if it applies to you, you know, if I step on your toes, just say, ouch. How do you go from being in that planning stage, planning what we're doing? You know, we spend so much time planning, and we don't get to the implementation. You understand? You have these great
mm-hmm.
ideas, you have these great thoughts, and you have these great, and, you know, I could talk about me and I could talk about you, because me and you are now in bed together here, so not literally, people stop being nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're in this pageant, and, you know, we have been talking about this for months. And, you know, I'm trying to help some people tonight because a lot of us spend 3 years planning the business
mm-hmm.
before we ever implement the business, if anybody can
mm-hmm.
understand what I'm talking about.
Right.
How do we go from, how do we help people go from planning to implementing?
Just do it. And that's a personal lesson that I have learned even going through the process of this pageant. You just have to step out on faith and do it. There's never going to always be a perfect opportunity or a perfect time to do anything. You just have to step out and do it. Long as you have some of your ducks in a row, everything else will fall into place. Because it's never going to be a perfect time. Okay, well, I'm going to write out my business plan, and within 6 months, I'm going to do this. It doesn't always work that way. Just step out and do it. Like, Auntie, today I sent you a message, and I was sitting at my desk, ladies, literally praying. Wasn't working, just praying. And I heard the Lord say, move. It's time to move. What are you waiting on? You're talking about it, but if you're talking about it, is you're still not doing anything. So what you're talking about today, it could have been done 3 months later, and 3 months later, you still talking about it. Jump out and do it. It's time to move.
Yes. Swan, what are your thoughts on that?
I definitely agree. I definitely agree. And you're talking to me, too, because I know even with my website, it's been a year. And thank God. But, you know, I look at it. I was just talking to somebody last night about getting in there and updating it and pushing it forward and even pushing the Swan portion because a lot of times, I mean, this last year I haven't done anything. I've had some illnesses and surgery on my knee, so I haven't really modeled at all. Somebody asked me the other day about modeling, but I'm getting back on the runway. Just pushing Swan Central Plus to where I want it to be. And so it's going to force me to go back in, sit down, like she said, plan and just do it. Because I have a vision. I still have that vision of what I want for Swan Central. And then making some connections and networking, as she said. And I've been blessed with, and hopefully we can get him on the show at some point, Auntie Brandon. I haven't met this guy, but, you know, he reached out to me. He inboxed me about, you know, every so often with his song that he has, Plus Size Diva Anthem, and putting a dress. Every so often he'll inbox me and say, hey, I want to give another dress away. Every time his Plus Size Diva Anthem, his song, his rap song that he does, get to a certain level, he reach out to me and he purchased a dress for a plus size lady just because. Last night he was saying that, he was just saying that he was going to, I think he said he was speaking to one of his friends about it, and his friend has gotten on board, and they were saying in the first quarter of 2017 they're gonna reach out and do 10 dresses. He was gonna do 10, and his friend said, "Well, if you do 10, I'm gonna do 10." So, you know, just networking and stepping out and pushing, and like she's saying, you're gonna do that through all of that's through social media, just getting out there and not being afraid. Of course, being careful with certain things with certain people. Finding out if they're really going to do what they say they're going to do. And Brandon, I got to say it, has been that person to actually do that. He's purchased several dresses from Swan Central Plus.
He's a good person. I've known him for almost 2 years. He is a very good person. And he debuted his anthem on my Blog Talk radio show.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And talk.
I think I was on that show one time when he was on there.
I think so. I think you were, Auntie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's reached out, and, you know, we've collabed on a couple of things. So you probably see
And that's another thing I want to talk about, too, and we're gonna end the call in just a few minutes, guys, because we're really running out of time. But I'm just going to say this, that collaboration is another big thing for 2017 coming in business, collaborating. One thing I can say is that I have met Ms. Kia and we have collaborated to make this pageant happen. But literally, Swan, you and I need to do something as far as if we're going to pull together or push together a state fashion show or something like that. But just collaborating with like-minded women to make things happen together and bring in some revenue. At the end of the day, it's about the bottom line and not losing money but making money, and that's where we have to come in, sit down, plan it, and just make it happen. So collaboration was definitely on my list to talk about. I have not even got a quarter way through everything that we needed to discuss about women in business in 2017. So we will definitely have Ms. Kia back on at the top of the month, next month, to bring it back all together, all the way around, because there are so many things that you could be doing to be successful in your stated industry. And I mean, the things that we're talking about are not just for one industry, but they could be beneficial to you in all industries, you know. So you got to find somebody to collaborate with. Networking is a big push for 2017. I mean, every time you look up, you can find a woman's conference, a leadership conference, an entrepreneur conference, a business conference. And ladies, I'm going to say this. You got to get out and go, because that's where you're going to be meeting these people that you can connect with. If you're at home trying to make it all happen by yourself, you don't know what's out there. Being in a lot of these groups on Facebook and meeting a lot of these women has really opened doors for me as far as even finding investors to invest in my business. So if I wanted to go out and buy $3,000 or $7,000 or $10,000 worth of clothes to put in a store, I'm making those type of connections. And you can't do it sitting at home. You have to get out and you have to network. That is one of the biggest things. The collaborations and the networking is very, very high on what's happening for women in business in 2017. So you got to figure out, whatever level you want to be on, that's the level that you have to be networking on. Now, if you want to just, you know, stay middle ground, you may have to, you're going to go to your local chamber meeting. But if you're willing to take your business to a national level, you may have to go to a women's conference somewhere out of your area and meet and collaborate with other people. You know, and documentation, be conversation. Ladies, keep a journal of your experiences. That is how we're going to be able to help other women. You know, I can go back and I can tell Swan what happened with me, or I can tell Kia what happened with me, because I have truly, I write down everything. I don't miss anything because I write down everything. I keep 2 and 3 spiral notebooks in my bag at any one time because I write down everything. You have to document your experiences so that, you know, you're able to go back and say what worked for you. Don't be afraid to tell somebody what worked for you. I mean, it worked for you because of how you did it, and I'm not saying it won't work for them, but don't be afraid to tell somebody. Help somebody. You know, that's one thing Ree started her, prefaced her conversation with, you know, was, you know, we just got this, that we're not scared or afraid to help other people. I'm not. I will give you everything I got. If I know it, baby, you're going to know it too. And the only thing it does, it helps me to stay fresh and it helps me to stay better. So, you know, definitely document. I cannot say that everybody on this phone, when we come back and we visit this conversation at the end of 2017, y'all should have a book on everything, because if you're documenting everything properly, that book is so easy to write. It's so easy to write, to tell somebody else how you did it, and that's what's important. So, you know, make your impact. Find your mentee. I mean, I am a mentor to a lot of people, but who are you mentoring?
That's good.
Who are you mentoring? A mentee. Find you someone that you can mentor. You don't always have to stay the mentee. At some point, you got to find your wings, and you have to soar. And if somebody helped you, help somebody else.
Yes.
Yes.
Because there's somebody out there that needs
you. And you know what? I'm thinking about that, and you're so right on that. A friend of mine came to me, and she was saying her daughter wanted to start her makeup company with her lip line. And you know what? Worked with her, sat down with her, went over how I started in the beginning and pulling, just like you did with me, going on the pulling your name, you know, all of that, getting with different people, getting your license and all of that, went over that with her, even down to having her go to the same website that I did to build my website, she built hers. So you got to have mentees.
You have to. And sometimes they don't even know they need you, but you know they need you.
Yeah.
So that's you pointing to their lives. I mean, you know, if you can, transition them over to a client, but, you know, some of them will and some of them won't, but you have to be, that's how you stay strong, that's how you stay current, that's how you stay fresh, is that you got to be mentoring someone
right.
else. Don't always stay the mentee. Find a way to mentor. No, I'm still coach. Don't get it twisted. Now, I still have my coaches that I pay. So I'm still, you know, I'm still being coached because I still need growth. I haven't arrived yet. I don't think I ever will. As long as somebody's willing to coach me and I need help and they can help me, I'm willing to do that. But I'm saying to you, find you someone that you can help too. Even though because it's draining if you're always giving and no one is ever pouring into you.
Oh, yeah.
But you still need to make sure that you're pouring into someone else. So find you someone that's doing what you're doing. Meet up and get in some of these groups and find some people and become the mentor. That's important, too. And you never know. A lot of times the mentees help me, and a lot of times I help them. But, you know, I enjoy that part of my life because it keeps me thinking and it keeps my will turning. So when I get on the phone and I'm talking to a mentee, I always have something to give because I'm always learning. So I wanted to share that with you guys. But it has been an excellent, wonderful call tonight, wonderful show. I appreciate you guys for being on, and we're definitely not done with this particular topic, and I know because I had on my notes that I wanted something that when I was talking to my mentee today, Ms. Aretha, and we were talking today, and she said something so profound to me, and before we get off the call, even though we're going to be back next week, I wanted to make sure that I shared that because a lot of people are getting ready to, you know, make their New Year's resolutions and all of this. And I don't do resolutions. I haven't did resolution in years. But she made a statement today that she's not losing weight changing her diet to lose weight, but she was changing her diet to get off medications. Man, when I tell you, she could tell you, I was like, what? I was blowed. I was like jacked out of my mind when she said that. I said, you know what? You're so right, because a lot of people are focusing on losing weight and losing weight to be smaller or to be skinnier. But, you know, when you can have that mindset, and this is the point that I'm making, is having that mindset to do something that makes you better. Of course, you're going to look good in your body, but you can still lose weight and be unhealthy. But when she said that I want to lose the weight to get off my meds, that was impressive to me. And I'm saying it to you because I know me and Kia just talked about weight and what we have to do and doing some things like that. But I am literally going to put that on one of my goal posters, is to get off of the blood pressure medication. So that's important to me. So I just wanted to put that out there and talk about the healthy part of it. There's so much more we need to talk about. But, Ree, thank you for blessing me. Even though I was in a coaching, mentoring session with you, you blessed me. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
You're welcome.
So, you know, so profound today to hear that. And it actually sparked something in me to say that that's my goal, to get off the medication, period. So when you're talking to people, listen, really listen to what they're saying, because there's something in it for you. I'm excited about women in business pageant. I need all of my business entrepreneur ladies, dynamic women, fabulous women, awesome women, motivated, moving, encouraged women. This is something that has been created for you and designed for you. When I tell you that, it is absolutely awesome. And talking about mentors, actually was able to pick up a mentor for the pageant today, and just being on Facebook, just doing my thing, and ran into Miss Anna, and Miss Anna Stanley has agreed to mentor me in the pageant. She has several pageant books that she have written, and she's been doing her pageant since 1983. So I'm excited to have her as a mentor and a coach to help me through this pageant experience. But when I tell you that it just went from, you know, about 50 to 100, it did. So I want you ladies to definitely out there in radio land listening to Curzon 3D. This is something for you. You can definitely do it because we want to celebrate you. I was talking to a young lady, and she was just saying how, you know, she was doing what she was doing, but she didn't have anybody to talk to, or, you know, none of her friends didn't understand where she wanted to go. And I say, girl, and her business module, and I'm not going to even put her out there like that. But when I said I heard it and I immediately wanted to coach her, that's how serious and bad it is. So I know that she can do some things with it. And this is what I'm talking about, connecting with these type of women that literally have these little sound bites and these little businesses that can actually go viral very quickly. And these are the type of women that you need to be connecting with. So this pageant is not only just for beauty, it's a platform for your business and to give you national recognition in your business, teaching you how to, because what are some of the classes that you're doing, Kia, through this? Even I know you're doing them virtually, but what are some of the titles that you're doing?
Some of the titles currently would be just how sometimes we don't know the proper forms that we need to complete, you know, to make sure everything is intact with, you know, our taxes and just making sure everything is filed properly. Another one of the segments will be business etiquette. You know, we as women, just because, okay, and me, a prime example. Yes, I'm in the construction industry, but that doesn't mean I have to go out and look like it every day. I could still wear a polo shirt and some nice khaki pants and carry myself like a lady. So it's business etiquette, you know, just teaching women. Of course, a lot of people may already know, but it will be a refresher and a reminder and just some things for people, for the ladies to look at from a different perspective. You know, make sure when you go out in the street, you may not have a full face of makeup on, but be cute. Carry yourself like a queen. My beauty, my business. That's how you should carry yourself. You know, every day. Don't go out in the store in your pajamas. You don't know of an opportunity that may be standing in the checkout line. It could be a CEO of a customer that's looking for your service. But if you look in a hot mess, they're not going to take you seriously. You know, so that's one of the topics I want to talk about, and just effective communication, how to be a leader. Everybody have a desire to be a leader, but they don't know how to be a leader. So
that's
those
good.
Are just some of the
powerful,
things I want to, you know. Yes. You know, just want to hit on some of those things and just bless other people. Just be a blessing to women that are in business. And when I tell you, ladies, I'm going to publicly say it, Auntie, when I tell you all, she don't realize it, but she's my mentor. So she involuntarily became my mentor because she pours life into me. You know, so she is a strong part of this pageant, ladies. When I tell you, God has truly been a blessing along the way, and we have to be thankful for the connections that we have. because you never know why you meet a person. You never know. So I have embraced Auntie. I love this lady. Do you hear me? I love her. I look up to her, and I am just grateful for the connection that I have. And Auntie, I want to add one more little thing. When we were talking about taking our business to the next level in 2017, ladies, we have to be willing to invest. If you have to get on the plane and go to Atlanta to that conference because it's on a national, spend them $200 because you don't know what you're going to reap in the end or later on. So we have to be willing to invest in our business ourselves. It's not always about bringing in. Yeah, we want to reap the benefits of it, but you have to be willing to invest.
Yeah.
That's 100. I can't even say that enough, that – you know,
yes.
It doesn't matter what.
And
that
connection thing, I mean, Auntie is a live wire. When you plug into her, you're going to get something. So you have to be careful who you plug into, because you don't want to plug into an outlet that's dead. What good is that going to do? You need to be plugged into something got power, got energy, got fire, that's alive.
That's one. I like that.
Amen, because I don't want to be electrocuted now. We don't need to be electrocuted. We need that fire, that light.
That's it. I'm telling you.
I love that.
When you take your information over there to Auntie's outlet, it's going to light up. When you take it over to Bozo outlet, nothing's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when people get discouraged because they're not getting anything back. So that's why they think this is not the trail for me to be on. Oh, this is not where I'm supposed to be. They get so discouraged because they keep plugging in to dead outlets.
Right.
Come on now.
And that's the whole thing about being in business. Guys, everything you do is not going to work. Some things are going to work, some things are not. But you can't give up. You cannot stop.
Exactly.
Don't let one failed attempt keep you from, you know, if I was really waiting on Impact to feed me, Lord, I'd be hungry. I really would.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to lie. Mm-hmm. I would be hungry, you know. But I don't quit. I don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't. And you got to, like she said, know where your power source is. Know where you need to go and get recharged at. I wanted to know more about pageants. I got on a plane. I went to Chicago. It's what I do. I knew Rita was going to be in a pageant. I'm looking at starting my own pageant. I went out there, and I looked. I saw. I seen't. Whatever you want to call it, I did. To make sure that, you know, I learned what I could do, and I learned what I should not do. It's certain things that you're never going to learn until you actually experience it for yourself. So don't give up. Stop. If it didn't work, okay, try it another way. You know, plan B don't work, baby. There's 24 other little alphabets. You know, A and B didn't work. Try them other ones.
Yeah, and most successful people have failed.
Yes.
But we all started the same way with a thought. Everybody started the same way. Everybody had a thought. It's what you did with that thought. Bill Gates, he had a thought, just like I have a thought. But what are we doing with our thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
And today my mentee thinking put her on a purple airplane, a purple personal jet, a personal yacht, a helicopter. See, that's the kind of people I like to talk to, because your thinking is not small. She said she was going to buy me a Rolls Royce, and I said, thank you. That's all I can do, because I ain't question it or nothing. If she said she's going to buy me a Rolls Royce, I received that she's going to buy me a Rolls Royce. I received it.
That's right.
Because that's what I do. I am walking in abundance. In 2017, I will experience no lack, none.
My God.
Focus.
Not one thing, because God said he would, not one good thing will he will hold from us.
Come on now.
So we don't have to walk in lack. We don't have to walk in impoverish or poverty mentality. Anything that we want, and that's the beauty of the word. He said if he did it for Sue, he'll do it for you too.
Yes.
And he will.
Because he don't have not one respect of person. So I don't believe that any of us, if we want to start a business, tempted to, let me tell you something, Reetha Yore's coming, Ruby Red's coming. I got tutus that'll be delivered. You know what? I may not have sold a jumpsuit from Impact this week, but I sold some tutus. So you may not. You may have to do two or three different things. Every millionaire that I have studied and read said that there you have to have seven streams of income.
Yes.
Seven incoming streams of income. If you don't have seven, you need to figure it out. Because the only way that your job is never going to make you independently wealthy. Because it's a paycheck.
Oh,
so you're going to have to figure out how to have multiple streams of income. You might say, every time I look up, Auntie doing something, I sure am. Because I'm going to do what I got to do until it works for me.
Yeah.
Period. Because I know what it takes. So women in business in 2017, you got to get up to get it every day.
That's right.
It ain't the year of the educated, baby. It ain't the year of the educated. I know a whole lot of educated fools that's working paycheck to pay paycheck to paycheck. We're not in that generation in the 50s and 60s where we were where my parents were taught, you got to go to college, get a good job. A good job ain't going to get you there no more, baby. It's a whole lot of people with good jobs losing their homes, cars, and everything else.
That's right.
You got to have some streams of income. Start your business, and that's something that nobody can't take from you. If your business fails, it ain't got nothing to do with anybody but you. Now, let's be real about it.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to get it like right, man.
Find your niche. Find your niche.
Find it and make it work for you.
It
has been absolutely awesome. Ladies, I am extremely excited about 2017. I hope you are, too. We're going to go ahead and conclude our show. I mean, I cannot believe it's 10:36. Kia normally be in bed by 7:30, so.
Thank you, Miss Kay, for staying up, girl.
Yes, that thing gets
Y'all, I be asleep. 8 o'clock, I'm asleep. Obviously, I would have been asleep almost 3 hours by now.
I appreciate you for saying that, but you sound like you're a little loose tonight, so I'm good. I'm glad. So I'm happy for you, but we appreciate you guys. This is our last show before Christmas, so we definitely want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your Christmas holidays, your season of greetings and gifts. And I just want to put it out there, the greatest gift of all is Jesus Christ. So if you got him, you got everything you need, if you just believe that. So I love you all. Miss Kira Urso, thank you, thank you, thank you for pouring into us and sharing with us tonight. Miss Swan, you know it's always a plump, pleasing pleasure to be with you, having you in the house with us. And Miss Reetha, Sister Big Bones, otherwise known as Plus Size Sexy Diva, the Fabulous. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us and coming on in and giving it to us. You know, you do a lovely from Wichita, Kansas. And, guys, if you are able to check her out, she is doing her thing lovely. January the 3rd is her premiere of her show In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bones. And then premiering on January the 15th. So, I mean, just be in prayer, sending some positive vibrations her way because she is really, really doing her thing. And might I add, a straight-A student because she's in college.
Yes, criminal justice, specializing in forensic science.
Yes, sir.
Straight-A's doing her thing, catering, cooking show, pageant girl, mother, wife, daughter, and college student. So when you know, I don't ever like to hear people complaining, because when they start to complain, I always say, y'all know Aretha, look up. Stop. Because I thought I was Wonder Woman. She's Superwoman. So let me tell you something. If you want to get it done, you can get it done. You just got to be a find-a-way, make-it-a-way person. And that's what we're talking about tonight here on Curzon 3D Radio with Women in Business 2017, making it how you can make it your best year ever. Just be a find-a-way, make-it-a-way person. Plan your work and work your plan in order to make it happen. It has been lovely sharing with y'all tonight. Curvy Studios with Auntie Swan and Moon and Rock. Until then, make it a great day. Merry Christmas.